Goodbye.
Her words froze on her lips, unable to continue. Full shock registered inside her brain as she realized where she'd seen this man. Her body started to quake, and she clutched her hands to her chest.
No, this cannot be,
she choked out.
Tell me who you are. I demand to know your name.
At all the face so dumb and beautiful, he thought. You ken who I am? Stephen's head caught a glimpse of the Fae as she started to take a few hesitant steps backwards. What the bloody hell was wrong with her? She was standing too close to the edge. If she was not careful, she would slip on over. Why did he care? She could just vanish, right? Stephen rubbed his face, the remnants of a headache still behind his eyes. Sweet Bridget, now the Fae was yelling at him. She waved her hands all the time, shaking her lovely head.
You are not him.
He had to put a stop to this or she would fall. Perhaps she was a daft Fae. He certainly did not know their ways, nor did he want to find out. However, this creature was becoming more agitated, and for some unfathomable reason, he did not want her to come to any harm. Ugh, Fae healer, stop your babbling. He dismounted with a groan.
No, no, no.
Pointing a finger at him, she continued to walk backwards. Stumbling, her foot twisted among some tree roots, causing her to lose her balance. Stephen swore as he lunged for her, grasping her arm and crushing her against his chest. Are you truly daft? She shook her head.
No,
she whispered.
I want to know your name.
By the saints, Fae, you ken it's Stephen MacKay. Her eyes went wide.
Dragon Knight?
Nay, no longer, he retorted with a scowl, becoming furious with her list of questions. Her voice was barely a whisper, as he could see the color draining from her face.
The year?
He eyed her warily. It is the year of our Lord, 1206. Instantly, the Fae's eyes closed, and she slumped to the ground.